You're listening to an audio resource from Redemption Hill Church. This resource is not meant to be a replacement for participation at a local church, but an accessory to the care you're receiving from your own pastors. To learn more about Redemption Hill Church or to give to our ministry, visit redemptionhilldsm.org.
Can you be Christian and non-religious? Family time at a Christian concert. I recently attended a Christian concert with my two daughters. We had a great time. There was good music, and I spent quality time with my kiddos. The concert was of the singer-songwriter variety, and four different artists performed. We were there to watch a family favorite, the Grey Havens. I was unfamiliar with the other three artists, but as a person who cannot sing and clap on beat at the same time, I enjoyed the new tunes. At least new to me. Toward the end of the concert, one of the artists I was unfamiliar with played a song called Meet Your Maker. And there were several lyrics that I had to talk through with my children on the drive back to the hotel. So I want to diagnose a few lyrics with no intentions of diagnosing the individual who created and sang the lyrics. Is Jesus anti-religious? Many years ago, I was listening to a worship leader give a monologue on how he does not need religion. All he needs is Jesus. I was not comfortable with the statement, but I understood the sentiment. Jesus saves, and some religions and denominations create a religious culture in the worst sense. When I hear, and I quote, "I do not need religion," end quote, I interpret that as, don't place your unbiblical and overburdensome rules on my life. And if the rules are unbiblical, then I'm tracking. For example, legalism within a church might create rules and expectations out of whole cloth. If you really, 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 really love Jesus, you will follow these rules. Oddly enough, it is at this point where some Protestant churches look Catholic in their soteriology and sanctification. So, if we can dismiss this type of Catholicism within Protestant churches, is it true that we should cut the cord with religion because, after all we need is Jesus? In the song, Meet Your Maker, the artist says he was, quote, wounded by religion, end quote. I have no reason to doubt this might be the case. A legalistic religion could have wounded him, or religion was exposing a sin. In this case, wounds are self-inflicted. I do not know. But later in the song, he sings and repeats several times, and I quote, "You are the least religious person that I know," end quote. The "you" is, of course, Jesus. This anti-religious notion is the first claim that I want to examine. An unfortunate observation. First, I want to make an observation. When I heard the artist sing, and I quote, "You are the least religious person that I know," end of quote, an applause came from the crowd. The artist had fans, and this line stirred their affections. Only the artists and the individuals in the crowd can explain why this line caused such great affection. But I want to argue that the affection might be misplaced. It might be misplaced because Jesus is the most religious person that I know. If you evaluate the claim on its face, the claim from the song, the opposite is true. There has never been a more religious person than Jesus Christ. The question is not, is Jesus religious? The question is, what is the nature of his religiosity? Two factors come to mind when a person